Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning your calf program and how you might keep closer track of those animals that are under your care. You know, as we look at our next generation for our dairy farm out there in the calf huts, there's some things that we maybe need to think about in terms of how we apply technology and data to these young animals. So what are some critical data points that you might consider collecting on your farm? Well, number one, kind of a gold standard, is did the animals get good passive transfer? And we can do that through simple blood serum tests to look at the protein levels in the blood of the calves. So when we think about passive transfer, how well are you doing on your farm? Well, if you're not doing any measurements, you really don't know. Another way that we can look at that is we can look at the cases of pneumonia and scours in your herd. For these pre-weaned calves, we should see less than 10% of the herd suffering from pneumonia, and less than 15% should suffer from scours during this time. If you want to track the average daily gain of these animals, and you have automatic calf feeders, robots to basically feed your calves, scales can be installed to measure the front end of the animal, and those can be equated back to total body weights. They're fairly accurate and can actually be used to detect and track growth in these young calves. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a harder look at the data that they're collecting on their calves and how they might be able to use that to manage those animals.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.